This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. He will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. These projects include infrastructure development and road connectivity in Varanasi. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for a road bridge between Varanasi Ring Road and Sarnath, flyovers at Bikharipur and Manduadi, crossings of the city, and a highway underpass road tunnel on NH31 at the Varanasi International Airport worth over 980 crore rupees. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will travel to Madhya Pradesh and perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple in Isagarh. He will also participate in a public program at Anandpur Dham and address the gathering on the occasion. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, formally arrested Tahawur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 2611 Mumbai terror attacks, immediately after his arrival in New Delhi yesterday evening, following his successful extradition from the United States. Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, was taken for medical examination and was produced before a special NIA judge in Patiala House Court last night. The court sent him to 18-day custody of the National Investigation Agency. Rana was being held in judicial custody in the U.S. pursuant to proceedings initiated by the NIA under the India-U.S. Extradition Treaty. He is accused of conspiring with David Coleman Headley, alias Daoud Gilani, and operatives of designated terrorist organizations Lashkar-e-Tayyaba and Harkat-ul-Jihad-e-Islami, along with other Pakistan-based co-conspirators, to carry out the devastating terror attacks in Mumbai in 2008. A total of 166 persons were killed and over 238 injured in the deadly attacks. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has reiterated its commitment to combating global terrorism in collaboration with India after the U.S. extradited Tahawur Rana to India. During a press briefing, U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce stated that the U.S. has consistently supported India's efforts to hold those responsible for the attacks accountable.
The United States extradited Tahawur Hussain Rana to India for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks. The United States has long supported India's efforts to ensure those responsible for these attacks are brought to justice. And as President Trump has said, the United States and India will continue to work together to combat the global scourge of terrorism.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Modi government is mowing down drug cartels with full might. In a social media post lauding the efforts of agencies, Mr. Shah said that in vision to build a drug-free Bharat, country's agencies have launched massive operations strangling drug cartels and seized 30.4 kilograms of methamphetamine tablets worth 24.32 crore rupees while arresting three people in Assam. The Calcutta High Court has allowed leader of the opposition in West Bengal Assembly, Subhendu Adhikari, to conduct a rally in Kolkata tomorrow on the occasion of Hanuman Jayanti. However, the single judge bench of Justice Tirthankar Ghosh has set a number of conditions for conducting the rally scheduled at a route in North Kolkata and is supposed to end at a temple of Lord Hanuman. In the IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB by 6 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 164 runs, Capitals made 169 for 4 in 17.5 overs. Wicketkeeper batter KL Rahul led the chase for Delhi with an unbeaten 93 runs off just 53 balls. Tristan Stubbs also contributed with 38 from 23. Earlier, put into bat first, Royal Challengers scored 163 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. In badminton, India Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Christou will face Tang Chun Man and Zhe Ying Suede of Hong Kong in the mixed doubles quarterfinals of the Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. The Indian duo advanced to the last eight after defeating Hong Wei-ye and Nico Galanzig Chan of Chinese Taipei. And that is the end of this news bulletin.